Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on a rainy Tuesday morning, 45 degrees outside. The rain will continue for a little bit. In fact, most of the day, it's going to probably be on and off all day, just like the rest of the week. We're expecting rain pretty much every day the rest of the week. So just be sure to have that umbrella handy before you head on out. And joining us in studio this morning is the city manager of the city of Coffeyville. We have Jim Hall in studio. Good morning, Mr. Hall. How are you doing today?
Fine, and glad to be here.
It's good to see you, and tonight is our city commission meeting, which will be at 6:30, and like you said today, it's a shorter agenda than usual, but we'll go ahead and get it started. But of course, we'll start off, as you know, we usually do, with the consent agenda.
You bet. City Commission's consideration, basically, it's a lot of housekeeping issues. Item number two was at last meeting, and it is authorizing a loan agreement with KDHE, that's Kansas Department of Health and Environment, for the purpose of obtaining a loan to improve our water supply system. And it's very, very low. Low interest rate. It is one of those will be for 20 years, and that will include the entire project will be new meters. There will be AMI, which is an automated system. The city will be able to read the meters from a fixed point at City Hall, and the other things will improve the electric meters, but that is a different side of the project.
Right.
And there will be AMI for electric meters. So we're doing that. And then improving is called the SCADA system. And basically that's what it is, we're automating our water and wastewater plant. And it's just technology. You hear SCADA. It just basically is an automated, electronically operation of the water.
Makes plant. It easier to read the water meter and whatnot, so that it's not so much of an issue where a guy has to jump into your backyard and read your water meter. They can basically would be able to do it online, correct?
Yes.
So that's not a bad thing at all.
And then, of course, there's the appropriation, and that's just a hair over $950,000. And then we go to comments from citizen. Just want to take this time. The commission, again, is trying to remain open to the public. We are now incorporating Zoom. And, of course, you can go to the government channel and you can go to the website, different ways to view the meeting. The commission would like to keep this open through this trying time. And what we've done is I will be in the commission room. If there is someone that would like to come and make a comment at the comment section, I will be the only one in there.
Right.
Everybody will be Zooming. And it will be one of those that you can address the commission. We will practice social distancing if you do come. It is one of those, if you just want to view us, please view us online. But the commission, we wanted to, many cities, there's not access to the public. And we wanted to try through this whole thing. To at least give an out if there's an urgency or something like that. So the commission room, if you need assistance, you can enter on the east side, go down the ramp and take the elevator up to the second floor, and I will be the only one in the commission.
Well, and you guys are doing it a little bit different, where the actual commissioners will be on Zoom. So the interesting thing about that allows at least 9 more people into the room instead of maybe like 4 or 3 more people into the room. So allows just a few more people into the room if they do want to come up for the meeting. So
and that is, and you know, we I think it was a good decision by the commission to try to keep doing this instead of saying that, you know, we're not going to have that contact that we used to. It is a different feeling, but the commission wants to keep doing this. So if you just want to watch us, there's different things to do. If you need to make a comment, you're more than welcome. I will be in there, and there will be a camera set up on the podium, and you'll be incorporated in the picture in Zoom, and you can address the commission. So that's how we're going to do the meeting. And I know that's usually at the end, but I thought since it came up, time for comments. We'll still follow the agenda, and then of course we lead to the regular agenda items, which basically we skip down to new business.
Right, because there's no old business this time, so we're going to head on into new business, and let's get it started with item number one.
You bet. And this is just for commission's consideration, the discussion, an action to approve a cereal malt beverage license for Lil Charlo Mexican Market. And then we go to item number two, which is to approve the funds for a hazmat budget for additional costs to new brush and grass truck. And to explain that, Firehouse Subs has awarded the fire department, after application and put that a grant of $34,900 for a new fire brush truck. It is one of those that saves taxpayers money. But because of an additional items that we wanted to put on, there is a gap of $3,400. So the chief is asking the commission to consider that putting additional $3,400 with the grant received to get a brand new brush truck. So that'll be before the commission tonight. There is a resolution to approve Coffeyville Reawakening Pocket Park proposal. And what this is the Coffeyville has approached the city and are interested in creating a small pocket park that would have improvements. And where this would be located is at 8th Street and Elm. And right there, right by the Midland. And the big thing is that's where that new mural is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful mural. And what they would like to do is in the green space at there, put in, we'll just say, playground equipment, put that in, and then make improvements to the park with a possible Union Pacific Railroad theme.
Oh, that would be very cool.
And, you know, the railroad plays a large part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
It has a history. So this is something that the Reawakening Group would like to propose to the commission. They would seek out grants and private for donations for the funding of it. And if approved, that would be constructed to make a, not only for the historical, you have the mural, you would have UPRC theme there, but also for the quality of life for Coffeyville residents. And it's an attraction to downtown shopping.
Absolutely. So, it'd be very, very cool to see that, though. And like you said, it's like near the Midlands. So that would be very, very cool to have that down there. And, of course, And Coffeeville's Reawakening, they've been doing a fantastic job helping out with the city and lots of different items they've doing. I know they've been working on the garden and also the orchard that they've the community garden and the community orchard that they've been working on, which has been very, very cool to watch that. I've actually drove by it several times, and it's very cool to look at. And, of course, we'll have your report, your city manager's report, and the commissioners and comments from the commissioner and staff.
You bet. And I just want to take the time. The state of Kansas, we're in phase one. Phase two is being evaluated. If the numbers, and of course, that's a higher understanding than I have. It is Kansas has been great to suffer through this and still keep holding on. But it will be the proposed date for phase two is May 18th. And so evaluation of going to phase two, which will open up a little more of Kansas.
You actually go get a haircut now.
Yeah.
if that opens up, because my hair is just, it's crazy right now.
But they're watching the numbers. I do want to take the time for Coffeeville. Our numbers are, last numbers of yesterday, we were at 21 confirmed cases. It is one of those that I want to thank Coffeeville personally and the businesses. This is some that other parts of the state, the virus has taken off and their numbers have jumped real high. Coffeeville, with even the turnaround going on and this stuff, thought through this, and the citizens have all been understanding, and we will move forward. Coffeeville will get back to the new normal. But I just want to take time to thank the citizens out there for being who you are and very strong and believing in Coffeeville. And I just want to thank you again.
Absolutely. And the community has done a great job. Like you said, even during the turnaround, which could have been really, really bad because of something like that. To have only 21 in the entire county, that's not bad considering that turnaround that had happened recently. So it's good to see that the number has kept reasonably low concerning that event, that happening. So not in our county. So, Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in today. Again, that meeting is tonight at 6:30. It'll be in the courthouse at the commission room meeting. However, you can watch it online as well, Zoom, and different ways on the Coffeeville website to view it as well. And on the Zoom version, you'll be able to, I do believe, will you be able to, if you're watching it on Zoom, can you comment while you're watching on Zoom? Or?
No, you'll be able to see the commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
The participation will be at the meeting. If you'd like to, that is, I will be the only one in there,
right?
Like I said, and we'll practice social distancing. It is one of those, during the comment period, if you'd like to make comments, then that's where they would join Zoom.
Okay.
Be able to address the commission. If there's an agenda item that they would like to participate in, they can wait till that comes up on the agenda, and they would again approach the podium and then participate in Zoom.
All right. Well, again, Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in, spending a few minutes with us today, talking about what is going on the committee, the commission meeting tonight. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We got some Fox News coming up at the top of the hour, and we will have some local news after that with Brandon Tabman. We will see you here in just a few minutes right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.